To Matthew chapter 1, beginning in verse 18. Walter, if this goes on, you may be speaking tomorrow. Matthew chapter 1, beginning in verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. The first thing I want to say here is that the scriptures are incredibly specific. I am not. The scriptures are. And that's because men moved by the Holy Ghost wrote this stuff down. And it's here for our benefit to this day because of that. But the scriptures are incredibly specific here because it starts off, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. And I remember Henry Mahan pointing this out some years ago, saying our Lord does not have a birthday. He pointed out from another piece of scripture, this was talking about the birth of Jesus Christ. It doesn't say, now the birth of our Lord was on this wise. Because our Lord is eternal. His incarnation started here as Jesus. Henry pointed it out and says, and when he was 12 years old, they went, and then he confounded the doctors. He said, why didn't he say, and our Lord was 12 years old? Well, our Lord never was 12 years old. Our Lord is eternal. And he is now seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again, and that's what Walter's been talking about, so I'm going to stay off of that. But our Lord did not have a birthday. The Son of God had glory before the world was. I read that last night. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. However, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. I thought I had to write that down. I never figured it out, how to do it correctly. His mother was espoused to Joseph and was found with child of the Holy Ghost. And Joseph was minded to put her away privately, not willing to make her a public example, which was nice. Because he could have brought her out and had her stoned. Matter of fact, he was supposed to. But he was just, and he wasn't going to do that. He had just found out his betrothed wife was pregnant, and he, the betrothed husband, had never been with her. Now, I am certain, through my study of human behavior, that this is not the first time this has happened, that a Jewish betrothed woman was pregnant before her betrothed husband was there. Just on general principles and how the world actually works. I'm sure this was not the first time. And actually, if you're wanting the truth about it, I don't think it was the first time somebody said they was pregnant by the Holy Ghost. Because this is in the scriptures. The Old Testament scriptures. That a virgin would be with child. I don't think that this is the first time a Jewish woman said to her betrothed husband, saying, no, I've never been with a man. But this is the only time it's ever been true.
Amen. That's right.
This is the only time it's ever been true. And this is something Joseph was thinking about, which is natural. While he was thinking about it, the Lord acted. The angel of the Lord came to him and said, "Fear not. Don't be afraid to take Mary, thy wife, because that which she is conceived of is of the Holy Ghost." And then this great statement is made to Joseph before the birth of Jesus Christ. And this statement, as far as I'm concerned, gives the description of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as far as I'm concerned, I think this is possibly the greatest single factual statement ever made to a man by an angel about the Son of God. "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Call his name Jesus. I looked it up. Strong's Concordance. It says Joshua. And underneath it says Jesus equals, a little equals, Jehovah is salvation.
Amen. That's right.
I like that. Jehovah is salvation. Call his name that. Call him that, because he shall save his people from their sins. Now, all we know from this statement about his people is that they're his. There's no other description given here of his people other than they're his. That's okay, because that's the most important part. They're his. Whoever they are, wherever they are, we'll get into that later. He's going to talk about his people later on. But right here, when the angel's telling Joseph, his people shall be saved from their sins. Whoever those people are, wherever those people are, and whenever those people are, they shall be saved by him who is salvation. Verse 23, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child," this is quoting from the Old Testament, "and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us.
Amen.
Joseph was told to call his name Jesus. Jehovah is salvation. We can call him Emmanuel.
Yeah.
God with us. God with us is in the present tense. It's not in the past tense, although it was in the past tense. Although this happened 2,000 years ago, he is still God with us. and he still is salvation. And in the past tense, from our point of view, he did save his people from their sins. We can call him God with us because Jesus Christ is God. 30-some years from the day that Joseph heard this, from an angel of the Lord Jesus Christ was hanging on a tree at Calvary. And he cried out three words, "It is finished." And it was. He never lied, he never deceived. There was no guile in his mouth, or in his way, or in anything about him. What was finished? Call his name Jesus. He shall save his people, whoever they are, wherever they are, whenever they are. He saved them from their sins. And I thank God for that. Excuse me. Paul, would you lead us in prayer?
Number 197, please. It's been a while since we've sung this, so if you don't remember it, just listen. We'll get it. Stand for me, please.
In heaven, my choice is treasure. My hopes are placed above the skies. 'Tis Christ the bright and morning star draws my affections from afar. Oh, let my anxious mind were free from this foul tenement of clay, that I might give the immortal word and live and reign with Christ my Lord. Then should I see and feel and know what 'tis to rest from sin and woe, and all my soul be turned to sing the praises new to Christ my King. Hail, blessed time, Lord, bid me come and enter my celestial home and drown the sorrows of my breast in seas of unmolested rest.
That's a song of hope, isn't it? And as Ralph pointed out last night, most of that molestation